Hello and welcome to that Fit for Life Girl podcast. My name's Kat Parnell and this is my first episode. After deciding that I wanted to do a podcast a few years ago, I'm using this time to now start it and get the ball rolling and try not to press stop, delete and start again, because it's so easy to do that. I think, oh no, I've said that wrong, or oh, I've just said a few times. So I'm going to roll with it, and here we go. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself to start, and then I'm going to tell you what I believe is the best way and the best tools to use to get fit for life over the next coming weeks, over the next duration of this podcast. Try and get you into that mindset of knowing and utilizing your body as best as possible to get the optimize your performance and to become the best version of yourself. Now, I'll be talking with you by myself for some episodes. For some episodes, I'll be inviting new guests to get involved so they can really kind of people that have got a better understanding of their own science as such in relation to sport, fitness and health. People, nutritionists, doctors, other gym owners, to really give a wide perspective of clarity on being fit for life. So, a little bit about myself. I often get asked quite a lot if being a PT and a sports massage therapist of what I am was always what I wanted to do. And to be honest with you, the answer is no. I always wanted to be a PE teacher from when I can remember. Sport, fitness and health was a massive passion to me. And being able to teach that was kind of all I really believed in. So I studied sports and exercise science at university, the University of Essex, of which I loved. I became an assistant sports scientist there and worked with some great people and just gained so much experience. Now, I decided after I graduated to pursue my dream in PE teaching. So I worked at St. Joseph College in Suffolk. Again, an amazing school. Became an assistant PE teacher there whilst I was then going on to my SKIT course, of which I got on. Now, most people that have gotten to a SKIT course or have done any kind of teacher training knows how hard it is to really, especially in PE teaching, because it is so popular, to get on that course and to really put your head down and get onto it as such. So I was you know, buzzing to be in that position. But once I then had to choose a school placement, I didn't have that buzz. And I was at my laptop and I can remember the moment and I was a bit like, and my mum walked into the room and she was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, I just burst into tears. And I was just literally there just thinking, I should not be in a position where I'm about to sort of take the first steps into my career and be feeling like this. You know, it should be an elated feeling. It should be a very love-driven, passionate kind of drive. And I just was lacking that. So for me, it was then, in all honesty, I just kind of continued on this sort of conveyor belt for so long, wanting to please my parents, and really it wasn't where I wanted to go. So I took a step back. My mum kind of was just like, look, you know, life is all about what you want to do, not, you know, don't live your dream through us. You know, we'll be proud if you're happy. And that was that kind of game changer, if I'm honest. So from that moment, I kind of took control. I looked into doing things in the fitness industry and just kind of looked and took a breather, really. I think a lot of people, and we all do, put a lot of pressure on ourselves to always be on the game, or, you know, like have a career, or, you know, I think straight from uni as well, there's this big pressure to jump straight into a career-based environment. And it is very tough, I think, with sports science especially. I think there's actually stats in sports science and geography being the least actual degrees that you can pick up a career in that field straight away, because it is so competitive. And you need to do then further courses, whether it's physio, whether it's teaching, to back up that initial placement. And I know a lot of my friends that have done sports science degrees and then done nursing or firefighting or something completely different. And actually, to be honest with you, the uni experience, I would never go back. This isn't something to say, you know, oh, I'd do everything differently and I'd go straight onto my PE, you know, my personal training straight away. I would, you know, my uni experience taught me a lot more than just the sports science. You know, I gained friends that I have today. You gain that being away from home situation, you know, building a budget, etc. So there's a lot more to gain from just the education side. Now, as I said, I jumped into the fitness industry and just kind of wanted to start, put myself under too much pressure. And I knew that I'd had a lot of knowledge from my sports science degree. I started working as a fitness instructor at the local borough council gyms, which was brilliant. It was great to talk to people, be around people that got it. But after being there for a few months, you're not feeling like you're giving your all as such. You know, you feel like you've got a lot more to give. And I always had this kind of ingrained passion for sports massage too. So I qualified as a sports massage therapist. I'd done that local as well. And after, actually, I was on Ninja Warrior. Now, that was a great experience again. There was a girl called Alice Friel who had messaged me and said, hey, listen, this has come up. I think you should apply. And it was the first series back in 2015. And you kind of think in the back of your mind, you're like, nah, don't be silly. I'm not going to do that. And I did and got onto it. And it was just one of the best experiences. But through that experience, of which I will in further podcasts maybe bring up again and go through. Through that experience, I then had a message from the assistant physio at Ipswich Town who said, who commented on a Facebook picture, of which just clarifies the power of social media straight away. He just basically said, look, that's awesome, And in my back of my mind, I was thinking, this is cool. He's the assistant of Ipswich Town here. I'm just qualified with my sports massage, qualification. I'll just drop him a message and, maybe if there might be, a way of getting a day experience there to put on my CV. Anyway, I did so. And before I knew it, I was on the training pitch with the manager, the players, and just being like, whoa, this kind of escalated quickly. But because I wasn't a massive hardcore fan, I was quite just chilled about it. And I think that was what one the players kind of liked, because I wasn't this kind of nervous wreck as such. I think I asked one of the players who played in goal and who was obviously very well known if he was the striker, and he was a bit like, what the hell? But that was it. That was the kind of the vibe. It wasn't the fact that obviously I didn't support my hometown. It was that I was just actually quite didn't expect to have anything more than just a hello, really, rather than actually jumping in straight away. But what happened then was literally within that first couple of weeks of introducing myself to the team and the manager as such, I was the first team full-time role as a sports masseuse came up, because that position, the guy who was doing that then became the kit man. So, that kind of illustrates really about just jumping into opportunity. That opportunity came around. I, to be honest with you, am such a home person. That's the reason why I went to Essex. So I'm a home person. The idea of jumping and going into hotels around the UK was not something that really kind of invited me and made me excited. But in that moment, my mum wasn't very, very well in that moment in time. And it was very much, do you know what? We've got one life here. And I just kind of embraced it and just thought, what is the actual worst that could happen? And I knew that if I didn't take that opportunity in that moment in time, I'd look back and think, you freaking idiot. So literally, I was just like, right. So jumped on that and then was working with those guys at Ipswich Town from the 2015-16 season. And to be honest with you, that was the platform that grew my confidence. And it was that initial kind of embracing the fear of it and doing it anyway that kind of flipped the switch on that vibe. And I was able then to just take on anything and just think, I can do it, I had the mentality and just grew from there. And so without that year spent with that sort of professional team and in that environment, I wouldn't have had the willpower and the mindset to build my own studio, to spread my training, nutrition and recovery vibe to as many people as I can. So I think we all have pinnacle moments in our lives where we kind of, that would be for me that moment of being in front of the laptop with my mum, breaking down and thinking, I've come this far, I've done all this work and now I don't actually want to do this. To then kind of building from the scratch again as such and working my way up to sort of just taking the opportunities really and knowing that the setbacks are only opportunities to grow. So to be honest, what I've learned so far in respect to, you know, that sort of journey building up to where I am now, where I've sort of gone from building my own studio to now having my own unit and being able to invite more people in, of which now I have my business as such, or job as such. I don't think as you ever call it a job, or like, you know, it's not a graft or a hustle. It's never a grind as such. You know, I think when you're passionate and you love something so much, you just do it without any kind of like, it's not effort. Or people say, you know, oh, you're working till this time. And you're like, yeah, like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And, you know, you do lose a few hours of sleep, or you do, you know, miss out on some, you know, like, you know, events sometimes. But because you are so driven in this one thing, you know, that's where you feel like you just live and breathe it. So I'm so happy and lucky to feel like I'm in a place like that, where you never get a Sunday evening. You don't get those nervous vibes. You just attack it like I say a box jump. You know, I think sometimes if you attack a box jump thinking you're not going to be able to get on top, you're already failed and there's no point even jumping. So I just go at everything now in my own kind of situation, and especially regarding this last year, because there was a challenging situation, of which I will, again, like I say, there's things that I'm kind of touching base on now, but I'll you know, I'll digress and sort of elaborate more on future podcasts. But there's challenging times, and if you've got that mentality of it will be okay, and you know that you never fail, however hard or however struggle like vibes you're feeling in the moment, you know that it will all end up okay, because it's the passion and what you live and breathe. So what my sort of learnings are so far is, do what makes you happy, whatever that is. You know, I think everyone, if you try and please everyone, you're always going to fail. It's the most destructive things you can literally do. So do what makes you happy. Start before you're ready as well. I think a lot of people are so afraid of starting at that sort of, like, you know, vulnerable state of not really knowing. I started, my dad was painting the walls in my studio. I didn't have one client. And he was like, I literally was about to buy my own flat. And I said to him one morning, I like woke up the next morning, I was like, don't want to buy my flat anymore. I want to put all my money towards the studio. And he looked at me like, what? And he trusted in me, to be fair to him. He trusted me. He literally was like, okay. So I didn't have one client, but I believed in it so much. I pumped so much money into this studio that, you know, I started before I was ready. And to be honest, if there's anything, if you've got a passion, jump straight into it. And you know, your passion will like sort of ride the waves for you. Also, another learning, play your own game. I think if you're not worried about everyone else's grass being greener, you can only focus on yourself, your own grass, you know. Don't worry about anyone else's, because ultimately, you're only then focused on what you can do, and you have to control the controllables. Anyone else's actions aren't in your control, and so you can control what you can react as such. So just keep your head down, play your own game. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. So, you know, it was like the whole Ninja Warrior thing. You know, any kind of, if you've got something in your mind, if you keep going at it, you'll get there in the end, for real. Just got to keep your head down. And there's no there is no destination, only a journey. All right. And that's what I believe in respect of Ross Edgley, who's a guy that I've followed for a long time as such, like, you know, years as such now, bought his book, listened to his podcasts, followed him on social media. And his mentality is just incredible. Like, what an inspiration. But he quoted about fitness, how no one, we all start this journey of fitness, but no one finishes it. And I think that's so powerful. You know, it's not about reaching a certain goal. It's just a never-ending, exciting journey of learning. And that's it. You win some and you learn some, don't you? And that's exciting too, is that when you get that in your mind, you never lose. You know, if something goes wrong or if you make a mistake, you just think, okay, cool. What am I going to do next time that's going to help that so I won't do it again? So yeah, that's my first episode. Literally just talking a little bit about myself. I will elaborate more as I go on to my next episodes, but that just touches base really on what I want to sort of relay to you going forward. Just about doing what you can where you are, and yeah, embracing every moment really. So I hope you've had a good day so far, whatever you've been up to, whether you're listening to me in the morning, the evening, or, you know, in the middle of the day. And yeah, thank you for listening. Ciao.